Okay, page 92, Pasuk Yud Zayin. 92, Yud Zayin Tavas, Amarim Shamata. The desire of the humble is Shamata, you have heard, Hashem, Kama. Tochin Libam Takshiv Oznecha. You have directed their heart, and you have listened, you have hearkened. Takshiv, well, Tochin Libam. Tochin libam takshiv oznecha. It's a little bit complex, the grammar of this pasuk. Who are we speaking to? Let's right away see the Mitzudas David pasuk Yitzayin. The Mitzudas David appears on page 93. The Mitzudas David says pasuk Yitzayin to Avas halom le'olam shamata lemalois halos shamata from time immemorial. Okay, from time.
Recording in progress.
Okay, the computer is still washing Negel Vassar. Abayis, I don't know if you can hear me. The computer is still washing Negel Vassar. It doesn't want to wake up so quickly over here. All right, but I don't think you can see. The image is not working. Too late. We'll have to do another time after the break. Let's see over here what it says in the Mitzudas David. Mitzudas David over here says, Pasuk Yitzayin, Halemei Olam Shamata L'malos Tavas Anovim. You have always listened and fulfilled the desire of the humble. L'chein gam ato kishalibam nochoin L'hisvalel b'kavonas alev shema alehem l'malos tavosam. This, according to the Mitzudas David, goes back on the same exact thing that he mentioned before. His approach to Mitzudas David is that learn from the past. Study, be a student of history. If you're a student of history, then you can predict the future. It's that simple. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the past, the Mitzudas David is consistent in his approach to understanding this, because in the past, you, Hashem, have always listened to their prayers. Therefore, in the future, we have a right to assume that when their hearts are nochoin to be mispaler the kavona salev, listen to them again. Okay, so let's read the words inside the pasuk.
Where are we?
I'm on page 92, pasuk Yitzayin. Pasuk Yitzayin. The Mitzudas David is giving us a very complex translation, a very precise translation of each word of the pasuk. Tavas anavim shomata is a reflection on history in the past. It has always been a fact in history. Hashem listens to the prayer of the humble. The people who are humble, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He listens to their prayer. Period. We know that to be a fact because Hashem answers them. Therefore, the next two words are tochin libam. Now that means that when.
Yeah. It's not clear.
I know.
Voice,
I know. Give it. Give it.
Broken.
Okay.
Rav Kalman.
It'll get better over time.
Give it a chance.
It'll get better if you can hear me. It'll get better over time if you can hear me. I don't know if you can hear me so well. The problem is the computer has zero power. I don't know why. Lately, for the last 2 weeks, I wake up in the morning and the computer is drained. It has drained. It does not hold a charge anymore, this battery.
He cannot hear you.
All right. There's nothing I can do. So, Mayor, want to call him? Oh, get better. It gets better. It gets better over time. Rav Kalman, you hear me now? Rav Kalman.
Not better.
Okay, it'll get better.
Not better.
It gets better over time. It's like wine.
Okay.
It gets better over time. As it boots up, as the power.
They say about old people that mit yashevet, the older they get, it's like yan yashav.
Das the Canaan.
But young people, I don't know.
Okay, let's go. So here we have Rashi over here says that Tavas, the first few words that Hashem in the past has listened to the humble. Number two, Hashem tochin, shomat Hashem. Tochin libam is a tricky expression.
Yeah.
It's very tricky. According to the Mitzudas David, it means when. This is not a prayer. This is not a reflection on the past. It is a statement. David says to Hashem,
statement of the future
that it's, we're going to go, we'll do Rashi in a moment. Let's we're first doing the Mitzvahs. We're saying that David HaMelech, there is no, David HaMelech is saying to Hashem, when the Jewish people will direct their heart towards you, and that's up to them. There's nothing I can do, according to the parish of the Mitzvah, there's nothing I can do about that. I can just pray to you, Hashem, for the future, and I can reflect upon the past, and I can say as follows, Hashem, I know you have a track record, you have a history, and you're predictable. I know that in the past, when a tzaddik davened to you, you listened, and you answered, and you brought salvation. And therefore, if that's the way you operate in the past, if that's the way you have been operating in the past, it is a guarantee you will continue to operate like that in the future. So therefore, I just want to push things along, and when it will come a time in the future that Klal Yisrael will, on their own, come to the realization that they need to pray to you, and they will, on their own, tochin libam, tochin, they will direct their heart, they will condition their heart in such a way that now they're going to focus on praying to you, then Hashem, I ask you, do me a favor, listen a little bit better. Don't just listen, you know, with one ear, listen with two ears. Takshiv oznecha.
Tavas anodim tishma Hashem. Just like tovim and takshiv are in osids, shouldn't shemata also be?
That's exactly the point we're making. That's exactly the theme. Were you here yesterday?
No. Mazel tov.
Thank you.
I actually have some videos of your wedding, of that wedding. Yeah. I have videos. I have a garden, you know my garden house? Yitzhak Meir Garden House.
Mm-hmm.
He's very close with your son-in-law.
Right.
So he's at the wedding and he sent me some videos.
Thank you.
He sent me some real Chaim Berlin videos.
Mm-hmm.
Of Yonis and David, of Akidowitz. Your son-in-law is a very
big Chaim Berlin.
So he sent me some videos. So Mazel Tov. We wish you a Mazel Tov. You should continue to have only nachas and bracha from your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren.
Amen.
And you as well, Rav Mordechai as well, everyone here together. Everyone here together. Only simchas. Yirtz Hashem, simchas. So there, tochin, tochadim means put up sign. That's an instruction.
He actually translated as
prepare. That's exactly what the Mitzvah Stavit is not saying.
Right.
The Mitzvah Stavit in this context is being consistent with what he said until now, all these previous psukim. He has introduced a principle. The principle is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu follows a consistent pattern of behavior.
Right.
And therefore, if you study history and you study the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu has conducted himself, it is a guarantee this is the way Hashem will behave in the future. So take advantage. And what is the advantage? That being that we know we have the benefit of hindsight, 2020 is hindsight, we're able to go look back and we can see that Hashem always answers the prayers of the humble, the tzaddikim. And now Hashem doesn't answer them immediately, but we have benefit of history on our side to see that over time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately, he comes to their rescue, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he eliminates the wicked people. Therefore, David HaMelech says, therefore, in the future, Hashem, when Klal Yisrael on their own will realize they need to pray to Hashem, David is saying, you know, give them a bonus. Not only do I know you're going to listen, of course you're going to listen, because that's what you do, Hashem, that we can prove from history. It's like Zuchus Avos. When what is Zuchus Avos all about? There's a very popular, I don't know if you call it a joke, it's Zuchus Avos is a lot of zeros. It's a whole stream of zeros.
That's what
it's so, and who are you? You're the one. Where do you want to put that one? If you want to put the one after the dot, zero, 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 dot, and then you put the one, or zero, 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 one, the zuchus avos is not going to help you very, very much. But if you put the one in the front, oh, now it's a million, billion, trillion, quadrillion, whatever you want to say, you are a one. So zuchus avos is a bunch of zeros. That's tremendous. On its own, it's zero. But if you take advantage of it, and you make something out of yourself and you put that one in the right place, then it's a home run, out of the ballpark home run. Because not only do you have that one of yours, you're able to build off the zuchusavot you have even more. That's exactly what it's saying over here. David doesn't need to say to Hashem, Hashem, listen to them. Listen. Of course you listen. That's a guarantee you're going to listen. If a tzaddik cries to Hashem, Hashem's going to listen, and Hashem will answer. David HaMelech is saying, give them a bonus in my zuchus. Give them a bonus. If they don't daven to you, Hashem, they get zero. If they'll daven, you'll give them $100. David says, when they daven, and you take out of your wallet one $100 bill, Hashem, do me a favor, give them $200. Give them $1,000. David is saying, add in an additional bonus because I am praying for them now in advance. Tavas anovim shoma to Hashem. Hashem, I've studied history. I am a student of history. And I study and I realize that you listen to their prayers. That means it's predictable that when the people, Klal Yisrael, will pray to you in the future, you will listen to them. Now, can I daven now that they will daven to you? That's a very controversial thing. Can you go, can a person go and be mispalo that someone else should want? Someone else should want to do something. We have this all in Shidduchim. Hear this about Shidduchim. There are people that just don't want to get married. They don't want to get married. So if you don't want to get married, all of the king's horse, all the king's men are not going to be able to put Humpty Dumpty back together again.
You can take the sheep to water, but
you can't make him drink. So there are people that are very difficult customers in Shidduchim and people trying to help them and this, and they go and they daven for them and they do this for them and all in the entire world. And the person says, you're really, really kind and nice, but there's a fundamental problem. I just don't want. So then they say, it's very beautiful. I'm davening for you. I'm getting brachas for you that you should want. You should want. Question. Does that work? Does that principle really work? Person says, I'm going to a kavarim in a faraway land. Some people, they like this type of stuff. Some people, it doesn't mean anything. Some people, they go to Kivrei Avos, they find Kvarim in parts of the world no one even heard of. And they go and they daven. What are they daven? I'm davening to this, that he should do whatever, however this works. I don't know how this works. That you should want. Is there such a principle? Or, no, maybe you can argue there's no such thing. A person has to want on his own. Once you want, then all of the brachos and pulling of the strings in Shemayim will do wonders to make things happen that you find the right one. But you have to want. David HaMelech over here is taking, if you quoted the Mitzvot, David appears to be taking a very painful approach to this. I mean, you can say whatever you want, but if you read the way that Mitzvot David reads, then you take it very, very literally. What the Mitzvot David is saying is, David is saying, no, that you can't do. I am not, that you can't do, that's not what I'm doing here in this pasuk at least. I am not at this moment here saying to Hashem, in 500 years, there are going to be people who are just not with the program. I am now praying to you, Hashem, that these people, these individuals, they should be inspired to want.
That's the Radak, right?
Maybe, I didn't read the Radak yet. But the Mitzudas David does not say that. No. The Mitzudas David says, David basically is saying, I can't tell someone what to do. There's nothing I can do now and pray my head off and fast and give tzedakah that somebody in the future should want to dive into you. I can't do anything. That's not my power. I'm limited in that respect. What I can do is that when this person, halavai, he should want to daven to you, and he will condition his neshama to daven to you with full kavana. And Hashem, I know as a fact, because I'm a student of history, that you will listen, and you'll open up your wallet, and you'll give him what he deserves, which is a $100 bill. Do me a favor, Hashem. Give him $200 in my zuchus. That's what I can do. He says, Tavas anovim shomata. Hashem, I know this. This is a statement of fact. I know that you listen to the yearnings of the humble. You've always done this from time immemorial. Now, it'll work. Therefore, Shemata Hashem, you listen to that, you listen. Therefore, we end with therefore. Tochin libam. What? Tochin libam. Tochin libam. When the day comes that they, on their own, make a decision to condition themselves to pray to you, Hashem, do me a favor. Don't just listen with the ordinary listening, which is called shamata. Listen to them with an intensity, which is called takshiv. Takshiv means hearken. Hearken means listen to the
really
nuances.
Okay.
Really. Bonus. Give them a bonus. Now let's look at the mitzvah of it again to see how that's in what I just said is there. Page 93. Page 93 on the very, very bottom. It says the Pasuk Yitzayin, Ta'avas, Haloi, is it not true? Me oilom shomata lemalois ta'avas anovim. Okay, the word me oilom. Is it not true, Hashem? Open up the history books. Open them up. We'll bring in Rabbi Beryl Wine. He'll give us a lecture for days showing us that Hashem listens to the cry, the prayer of the anovim. Have you not? It's a fact. It's a statement. And therefore, based upon his thesis that has been presented all along until now, if this is what you've done in the past, it is a guarantee you will continue to do this into the future. Lochei, therefore, gam ata, also now, look at this word here. This is the critical word. There's an entire philosophy, a Torah hashkafa is being presented here by the Metzudas David Kalachayat. Lochei, kishelibom nochoin, lehispalel bikavonas halev. When they decide, it doesn't say here anywhere in this passage that David is praying to Hashem to redirect their heart. When they, on their own, make that decision to dive into you, to focus on you, Hashem, do me a toivah. Give them a bonus. Shema aleihem umale ta'avosam. There's a lot of yisoidos in zuchus avos, in bris avos. It's not fair. There is such a principle in this world called zuchus avos. You'll say it's not fair. It's not fair. Why should you have two people in the room and one person gets an award and one doesn't? We live in America, equal opportunity. Everyone has to be equal, equality. There's no such thing as nepotism is looked down on in the most negative way. Look at the mayor. It's even shocking what the mayor. It's really shocking. It's such a shocking.
As they take care, they don't.
It's such a shocking thing. I mean,
you would never do anything like that. You know?
In politics, you don't do that.
You know,
it's just
face,
not.
Right,
it's such a.
He does openly with the other guys who under the table. What's the big deal?
It just goes to show he's just not
it's
with. It's not about politics now, but it's we live in a world where nepotism is something that is harshly looked down upon. It's not a mahalach in the way we wear. But yet in Yadus, there is such a thing, and it has to be dealt with. It has to be reconciled. You just can't even brush under the rug. There's something called zuchus avos. You have two people in the room. One person is an enikel of a very holy person. We're talking about the real deal now. I'm not talking over here, okay, make believe, land, the fantasy island here. We're talking about over here, the real world. There are people that are, there are very great people out there in the world. And they have children, grandchildren, great grandchildren. And there's another person, another person. He's a fine person. And he has very good parents or grandparents. But they were not recognized for real as being holy, holy people. And then Chazal tell us, the one that has, we'll come one moment, the one that has zuchus avos, he wins. What do you want to say?
I think it's completely. It says, ta'avata mi'im shamata. Even if they want something and they don't say anything, you already hear it. Tere mikra'u v'anir emet. And the same thing, the second one, tachin libam. Their heart is
okay. You're going off on a different interpretation. Okay, we'll come to that in a moment.
Yeah.
We'll come to a different. But let's first seal this interpretation. This idea, according to the way the Mitzudos David clearly learns, David HaMelech is explaining this principle. It's I can't do something for someone that doesn't want it, that's not with the program. Just because the person has very, very big ichus doesn't mean anything. It means absolutely zero. It's only when that individual wants, he has a desire, then he has a benefit. The benefit is he has someone rooting for him. I'm rooting for him. And therefore, because I today am being mistaken for that person in the future, when that person on his own level makes a decision to pursue Hashem, then guess what? Then you got big fans in Shemayim that can actually help you. But until you make that decision to pursue HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're just going to be flat, then in the Hanami, you're going to get nothing. You're going to get absolutely nothing. The person who has no Yichus, and he is a Doresh, as Hashem, he'll outdo you in a second. If you'll be a Doresh, you'll be able to draw from Zuchus Avos. That's really what he's saying over here. Those words in the Mitzvah, he cannot make a mistake. It says that when Gam Ata Ki She Libam Nochon Lehispalel Bekavona Salev, when they will decide that they want their heart to be directed to Hashem with intensity, then Hashem, do me a favor, in my merit, give them more. But otherwise, I cannot enter the picture until you make that decision that you also want. Okay, now, Kyle, you're touching upon a different idea. Let's see what the Radak says. The Radak says, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Tavas hanavim shomata. Shomata kumo tishma. Uperushoi shomata tefilosam bita'avosam. So far he's just telling us over here, it means in the past tense. Oy peirushoi shomata ta'avosam. This is what you say with Rav Kalman. Koidem shayotzi uha bifiyem. So an entirely different interpretation we're going down now, okay? Completely new, okay? Everything has to be separated. That is terem, like you said, terem yikra va'ani e'ene. There's a very powerful principle of tefila koidem litzara. Where do we learn this principle from? We learn from Avraham Avinu. Ay. When Bnei Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, there was a Melchemes Ay. First it was Melchemes Yerichoi, and then there was Melchemes Ay. What was the difference between Melchemes Yerichoi and Melchemes Ay?
One day lost, and one day won.
Excellent. But they ultimately won Ay. Ay, they won the second round. The second, what's the main difference? Yerichoi was a Melchama that was 100% Lemala Miderech HaTeva. 100%. I was 100% Derech HaTeva. Okay, you look in the Mefarshim, the battle strategy. It's almost impossible to figure out what the Pesukim there mean, where they make a battle strategy, exactly what to do to win I, and you have your pages and pages of commentary trying to, West Point, you have a whole, you get a PhD in trying to decipher the battle plans from all the Mefarshim of Melchemes Ay.
What went wrong?
Who needs Melchemes? You're going to go here, you're going to go here, you're going to be a decoy, they're going to come out over here, you're going to be ambushed from over here. The Melchemes Ay was 100% a battle plan according to the laws of nature. Exactly what they would teach in West Point. This is, and Yerichoi, forget about. Yericho, it's like you can go with bows and arrows to go fight the most sophisticated laser guided missiles. You're gonna go make a Muhammad with bows and arrows. They're not the ones that you buy for $1,000. The ones that you buy in the 99-cent store for Lag BaOmer.
Sherman tanks.
Okay.
$1.25
now. With $1.25, you're gonna go with $1.25 bows and arrows. You give to the coil with you the light. Especially, can you imagine us with $1.25 bows and arrows from Lag BaOmer, and we go out to go fight against tanks and missiles and the most sophisticated weapons the world has ever seen. That's what Yerichoi was. Mamish, that's what it was. I was, you know, battle stations. This is serious, serious guerrilla warfare with very complicated strategies. And what happened? And they lost that battle. How many people died in that battle? The Pasuk says 36. In Ay. The Pasuk says literally 36 people. 36 people died in that battle. What does Rashi say? It was only one person who died. Osnil ben Kenaz, he was Shakal Keneged, the 36 of the 70 members of the Sanhedrin. It wasn't just that he was just one person. He was so great. The Sanhedrin Nagol has 70 people, the 70 Zekanim, his neshama was Shakal Keneged, 36, the majority of the Sanhedrin Nagol. He died in this battle. Choto Yisrael. Who saw this story in advance? Avraham Avinu. How many years before this? I don't know the numbers. Whatever it was, when Avinu lech lecha me'aretzcha me'melavcha me'beisavicha le'sharecha, Avraham Avinu was shown milchemes ay. And it says there in the pasuk that he stopped by ay. Rashi says, what did he do when he stopped by ay? He saw the battle and he was mispalo. And Rashi there says, if Avraham Avinu was not misfollow at that time for the people in the future, Klal Yisrael would have been wiped off the map. And because of his tefillah, he reduced the loss of the entire Klal Yisrael to one person, to Osnil ben Kenaz. And he was obviously very, very great. And there we learn the principle of tefillah, koidem letzara. When you, if a person, Rachman al-Litzan, anticipates that there is a tzara on the horizon, and you mispalel in advance, you take preventive medicine, you take precautions, it can, the precautions can even a small, simple precaution can avoid enormous, enormous harm. Because once Rachman al-Litzan, the tzara comes, the krich out of it is almost impossible. But a little prayer, way in advance, can do wonders. Tefillah koidem letzara. So Rashi over here, the Radak over here, it says Shamata is exactly that's how we learn Shani's passage. The Radak, Radak Nachmal, the Radak Shamata tefillasim letavasim. Okay, Rushon. I'm reading over here. Pasuk Yud Zayin on page 93. Yud Zayin Oipe Rushon Shamata taavasim. Koidem sheyotzi uha mipifihem. The principle I told you is not exactly, but it's similar. Now let's go further. We see how he puts it together. Tachid libam, tosir. This, according to the Radak, is a prayer. It is not a statement of fact. It is a prayer. Hashem, I ask you, tachin libam, tosir milibam, tirda soilam. All of the distractions. The word tirda, I think a good loose translation for the word tirda so'ila means the distractions of the world. It's not literally what it means, but I think in our context that's what it means. Ki libam tarud bi onyam. They're poor. When someone is poor, you can't think straight. You cannot think straight. That's what the Nazis did. I remember when I was in the elementary school, they taught us this, is that what did the Nazis do? Why didn't they fight back? Today, people are very violent. People today, you see these channels, there are demonstrations all over the world, massive demonstrations all over the world for all different types of things. And people, it's the human condition to fight. It's the human condition. So why didn't the Jewish people fight back in the Holocaust? It's the human condition. And the answer is because they were starved to death. When you take away food from a person, they have plenty of food to give them, plenty of food. When you take away food, your mind only thinks about one thing, food. There's no room in the mind to think about fighting, making plans, how to escape. When you're starving, the only thing you think about is, where can I get another morsel of bread? And that's what it says in Pasuk. The Anovim, we had the different girsois. Anovim, Anim. Here is only one girsa, but it's the same idea. Ki libam tarud be onyam umirudehem. When a person is
Baskos have hierarchy. You need certain things before you can get off of
them. We're holding in Tehillim. Perik Yud Pasuk Yud Zayin in the Radak. Do you have the art scroll edition? If you have the article, it's on page 93, but it's Mizmar Yud, Pasuk Yud Zayin, yes. In the Radak. So Radak says, talking it's a prayer, Kilim Tarubiyam Umirudehem, and in their lowly state, Viata Yu Hashem Ta'azraim, help them. Lehochin Libam Elecha Bikavon Hashem, I'm praying to you that you shall influence their heart. the oz then, takshiv oznecha, then when they'll daven to you, then you'll listen, litfilasam, upeirush takshiv oznecha tiena, tosim oznecha kashuvos, make your ears to pay close attention. The word takshiv has a connotation of an intense listening. So let's read the words again over here. Ta'avas anovim, so according to the Mitzudas David, it means Hashem, ta'avas anovim shomata. You already listen to them before the words come out of their mouth. The word ta'avas, this is not relevant for the machlis we want to make. He's saying the word ta'avas means a desire. Ta'avas, it doesn't mean a prayer. According to Mitzudas David, He didn't focus on this. He seemed to say the word ta'avas means the desire that is accompanied by words. A person wants something, so you say it. If you're not going to ask, you're not going to get. Okay? In fundraising, I once watched a very good video on fundraising. Very good video from the TED Talks. You know what TED Talks are? Mm-hmm. I always tell the Torah Anytime people, just copy the TED Talks. TED Talks, I tell them, is the Goyish version of Torah Anytime. They know what they're doing. Just copy them. Copy their website, copy their app. They know exactly, they put into this millions and millions of dollars. You want to know the TED Talks. It's multi apocryphs, you should know. Unbelievable. The apocryphs there on TED Talks. It's unbelievable. But there are some good things. There are some interesting speakers there. These are by the Goyish Welt, it's the biggest gedula to get a chance to darshan and the TED Talks. You get your 10 minutes of fame to say your nonsense. So I once listened to a very interesting TED Talk about fundraising. Fascinating. Human psychology, how to be a good fundraiser. And the first thing they said is, if the rule of fundraising, if you don't ask, you're not going to get. Don't be a fool to think if you put a big sign in all the newspapers, we're having a dinner, we're having a fundraiser, the money's going to come in. You'll go put a 10,000 page in the New York Times. Not even one person will send in a donation. Not even one. The only way you get money is in fundraising. If you don't ask, you don't get. You got it's hands on. When it comes to a concert, I'll put an advertisement. We're having a rock star is coming to town. Okay, rock star. We're there. Mordechai Ben David, Avraham Fried, Baruch Levine, whoever, Ohad, whoever your favorite rock star is in the Jewish world, guess what? The phone will ring off the hook. They're going to want to buy tickets. You don't have to, just make it be known there's going to be an entertainment event. Fundraising? We're having a fundraiser for the most noble cause in the world. Guess what? Not even one person will send in a donation. You got to call them up. You got to email them. A big fundraiser told me very recently, he told me, the most money, how you get the most money? Guess how the most money comes in? Emails. Personal emails. Not letters, not telephone calls, not WhatsApp. You send someone from your own private email a personal email that it's Simon and Mufakin, that you're writing to him personally, and he gets the email. He says, you wouldn't believe how powerful it is. How powerful it is to send people personal. Don't send, you get a mass email, forget it. It's a waste of time, waste of money. Personal email does wonders. You don't ask, you don't get. So it goes, so here we are, Pastor Gizayimai. So what does it mean, ta'avas? According to the Mitzvah stuff, it means that they have a yearning. Just because you have a yearning, you have to articulate your yearning in words. That's what the Mitzvah stuff would appear to say. Radak disagrees. Radak says the word ta'avas means what's in your heart. What's in your heart? My desire. You, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do not need to articulate your request. Just the thought alone, Hashem knows what you want. Tedem Yikra Vani Enem. But you have to want. There has to be in your heart a ta'ava, a yearning. So that's the first chiddush that the Radak says. And then he says the ultimate chiddush, which it may be very, very, a very small, minor detail, but I think there's a world of difference between the Radak and the Mitzudos in terms of hashkafa. a Jewish hashkafa, and he says in clear words, Tavas anavim shom mata. Hashem, you listen. And then he says, Tochin libam. David HaMelech is praying to Hashem to influence the heart of another person.
Give him a push.
Go and do something to his heart. Change his feelings towards something in one way or another. And then when you'll do that, takshiv osnecha, some amelech will daven to you and you'll listen to him. The Mitzudas David didn't say that. He didn't want to go down that path. He did not want to say the word tochin libam means a prayer. It is a statement of fact.
You mean something else, tachin libam. Libam mitkonen ledaber. Their heart is getting ready to talk, takshiv osnecha. It's a kettle for the first part of the pasuk.
But look what it says in the Radak.
The heart is getting ready to mitkonen. The heart is mitkonen to ask something.
Look at the words in the Radak.
Okay,
look in the words of the Radak.
Not, I know, he doesn't say that.
Okay, so one thing at a time. Wait, I want to clarify, before we go to new ideas. Before we go to new ideas, let's first learn what the Radak says. The Radak here is saying, we have, and there are hundreds of ideas. Now, every Mefarish will tell you a new Mahalach. I just want to clarify what the Radak says. The Ata Yu Hashem Ta'azrein. This is a prayer. Help them. Help Klal Yisrael lehochin libam elecha bekavana. Help them. Help them direct their heart to you bekavana. What? And then the Oz, I'm reading the Radak. I'm not saying different perush now. I'm reading the Oz and then takshiv oznecha lisfilasam. That's the natural thing that happens next. But David Hamed, but according to the Radak, he's telling us that the words here, Tochin Libam, is not a statement of fact. It is a prayer. It is a prayer. And Mitzudos David says, no, it is not a prayer. It is a statement of fact. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about a fundamental principle in Yahdus. Can you daven to Hashem that a person should want? The Chazon Ish seems to say no. The Chazon Ish, I'll be very careful what I say. I don't know. But when I'm reading about the Chazon Ish, he says the Iker Tefillah is not that you should pray that a person should want to be a Talmud Chacham or Yoreh Shemayim Bal Chesed. It's the most you can do is Hashem, take away the distractions. Take away the distractions, the external influences. And the person then will have an easier time making the right decision. A person in life has to make his own decision. No one can make a decision for you. Problem is, there are influences. There are people, all different types. If you live among good people, then it's easier to make the right decision because you have models who to follow. If you live amongst people that are crazy, nuts, then you get the wrong impression and it becomes much more difficult to make the right decision. The Chazon Ish says, when you daven for your children, don't focus on davening that they should be Yirei Shemayim, Bali Chesed, Talmidei Chachamim, honest people. It's not going to make a difference. You can't do that. They have to make their own decisions. The most you can do is give them a good hadroch. Remove distractions that influence them to make the wrong decisions. Some people are very weak, they're very gullible, they fall in a trap, and they can't pull themselves out. That's what you can do. The Radak disagrees. The Radak says, I don't...
Before you continue, that reminded myself of the mimer I was thinking of yesterday, and the whole mimer goes, with Sonenu, La'asos with Sonenu.
That's what the Chazon Ish says.
Mama Akev,
Asa'ar Shebi Isa.
So that's exactly
like the Chazon Ish. It's Ritzoneinu. It is natural. Right. It is a natural tendency in the neshama of every single Jew. Ritzoneinu la'asos ritzoncha. So how then do people go off? How then do we find self-hating Jews that are beyond belief? Our God, you can't even imagine the such type of people. It's the Sa'ar Shebi Isa. They've been under the influence of things which are just horrible. And Shid Malchus. If you would remove from them the Sarsha, the East Nishin Malchus, then naturally it would be Ritzoneinu Lasayis Ritzoneinu. And that's the Chazanish. The Radak disagrees. You can't, the Radak clearly disagrees. David HaMelech is saying to Hashem, I am praying to you, Tochin Liban. Go into their hearts, enter their hearts, and reconfigure the coordinates. Change their feelings, or do things that just cause them to have a different appreciation of you. Okay, this is it's subtle. It's a very subtle difference between the Radak and the Mitzvah Sar, but it really touches upon fundamental principles in Yadus. Okay, let's finish. I want to finish with the parak today. Lishboid, go to Pasuk Yuches. Pasuk Yuches is Lishboid Yosam Vodoch, to judge the Yosoy, the orphan Vodoch. Vodoch is an unusual word. We don't have this word too often. Look in the Mitzudais Tzion, Kochush Umeune. The word Doch means to be pressed. Like Doirech. Doirech, listen to the ratio over here. Doirech means to crush. An unusual word, Vodoch. The Vod is not part of the Sheresh. What is the Ber Hanin?
It's a Miskov Ladoch.
What?
Miskov Ladoch. Is that the name of the
A miskava, a fortress for the doch, for the oppressed.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the word again, vadoch. Let's go back to the pasuk to judge the yosam vadoch, bal yosif oid la'aroitz enoish minaretz.
The trampled and repressed person.
No longer shall we allow la'aroitz means tyranny. It means to oppress enoish mankind.
Yes.
No longer shall the wicked be allowed to step on man. To it's a hard expression. La'aretz enoish min haaretz. What does it mean? Let's see slowly. What does it mean with la'aretz? The mitzudas tzion. He says it means to lishbor, okay, to break. No longer shall the wicked be allowed to break mankind.
The weak.
Enosh is in the condition of weakness, right? Enosh means weakness. Enosh in Aramaic means anusha, means sick. Min haaretz. We don't have a right to go and break the weak from the earth. Okay, let's look. What were the Nazis? What was the role of the Nazis? Felt that there has to be. They were people that are sick. That was one of the big things. Anyone that is ill has to be removed. They're just a burden to society. A person has a handicap. A person has some illness. They only have to remain in this world the perfect genes. And of course, they were the perfect ones, right? They considered them to be the perfect, most healthy. And anyone that has a choili, any slight illness, they're not worthy or deserving to live in this world. Okay? I'm out. I don't want to talk politics. I get into too much trouble with that. Let's not go. Let's talk about the Nazis. Yimach Shemam Mizichlam. That was their stated goal. Okay? It was the biggest pacha. When they came to a territory that they conquered, the first thing they did was they went into the hospitals and they killed them all. These people should not be a burden to the world. Gone. What right do you have to destroy to take them from their God's creatures? What right do you have to go and who told you? Who do you think you are? This is exactly what it says. La'aroitz enosh, to break the weak from the earth. That's the business of the Rishon. This is a very complicated thing in modern times regarding end of life, because end of life, the way we have it today, is nothing compared to end of life in time of the Gemara. The Gemara says, how long did it, when a person got sick, from the time he got sick until he died, was how many days? 3 days. The ideal amount of time is a person gets sick, so he knows 3 days. He has 3 days to prepare. Today, with modern medicine, people can live, they can put people on machines, and they can be on machines for years, decades. And then there's the argument, let's say it's brain dead, all different types of brain death, stem death, this and this, all these different terms. So when do you pull the plug? Chayesha. What does Chayesha mean?
Insurance stops paying.
What does Chayesha mean? Forget about insurance, a halacha. What is Chayesha? I don't know. I don't think anyone has really, you know, this is machlek gedolim, the biggest gedolim. They don't have clarity in this. I remember people, all these type of shadows that my father was a rough. And there were people, the Baal Batim, they had parents, they had relatives, and they had these end-of-life questions, Chayesha questions. And my father would always call up Rav David Cohen, And if I remember correctly, Rav Dov Kohn would say to my father, he says, you can't generalize, okay, every case is different,
right.
Don't generalize. But in some of the most difficult cases, Rav Dov Kohn would say, let the family decide whatever they feel is right, because there is no answer. There are Gedolei Yisrael, the biggest Gedolei Yisrael on both sides. Some Gedolei Yisrael will tell you, this is what you must do. Some will say, the biggest. And therefore, let the family decide what they feel the right thing is. And that is correct, because you have Halacha to back you up 100%. We're not talking about, every game generalized, but when a person is completely gone, and there's different questions, it's not so clear. But one thing is for sure, the Rishoyim of the world, their desire is, you're a burden. You're a burden to Sadi La'aroitz and Noyesh Minhartz. I know this, I know certain hospitals, all that I have known. From the moment they came into the hospital, the goal was, this is before COVID, this is long before COVID, the goal was, we have to get you out of this world. The goal is, this is a very, very sick person.
We need the bed.
And we have to make him comfortable. And we have to accelerate his ability to be comfortable. It was unbelievable, yeah?
I just want to say, I remember you spoke about this extensively. And you mentioned, for an example, like a mom in his hospital, they changed the policy. And some doctors left because of what they were doing.
I don't know. I don't remember that.
I remember.
I don't know. My man is now has been, I don't know if my man has gone through a major, major transformation now. My man is. There's someone over here in the neighborhood, his name is Heshi Augenbaum. Heshi Augenbaum is a very, very chashuv person. He used to come to the shiur once in a while on Friday. Mm-hmm. So he has a very high position in Maimonides Hospital. And they've brought in a whole collection of frum, Shomrei Torah Mitzvos, from Flatbush and Borough Park, as to be part of the board of Maimonides Hospital. And what does it mean to be part of the board? First of all, they themselves gave enormous amount of money. That's part of the deal. They had to personally give an enormous amount. I was talking about big money. Plus, they have to raise money. Maimonides Hospital is going through a very hard time now because their budget is like, I think, $1.2 billion. And the government, COVID destroyed every hospital.
Right.
Every hospital. So certain hospitals, so there are three types of hospitals. There are hospitals that most of their patients have private insurance. They're doing very well. And then there are hospitals that are, everyone there is on Medicare, Medicaid. So the government pays everything. So then there are hospitals that are in the middle. And the man is one of those hospitals. They have a lot of private insurance people, and then they have government. So those hospitals, the government's hands off. They don't want to really help them out so much, and they're stuck in the middle. And they got big problems, money problems, because the government, private insurance, so we're not getting involved. But we don't. We have also enormous amount of people that don't have insurance. So they brought in a whole collection of chashuva people from this Mamshus neighborhood. They gave money, they have to raise money, and with that comes the benefit that they are able to make decisions that are to the benefit of the frum community. Because obviously, the hashkafa of a frum Jew, Orthodox Jew, is not the hashkafa of the hospitals out there in the world in every dimension. So who's in charge here? Who's the boss? It's a private, my mind is a private hospital. It's not a city hospital. There's not, the government doesn't have full control over every little prat. It's a private hospital. People who run the hospital, they make decisions how they want to deal with certain types of situations. And that's an incredible benefit for the frum community, where a person who's frum, go into another type of hospital, you're a prisoner. I saw myself, my parents, you're a prisoner. We make the decisions here, whether you like it or not. You come here, you're under our control. That's the way it goes. Listen, this is you can't complain. This is not our country. This is their country. They do whatever they want. Right. But there is an approach where it gets to an extreme, like Nazi Germany, where it was a stated part of their doctrine is exactly this pasuk, the enoish, the weak and feeble, gotta go now, right now. There's no such thing as the value of life. You can be 100% conscious and awake and aware. You're just old and sick. We have a belief when a person is his mind is there, it's called chayesha. There is chayesha, but not going into people who are brain dead, that type. But there's the goyim don't have that. You live long enough, and that's it. Time to go, and we'll help you get there. We'll accelerate it because it's too expensive to keep you around. That's what happens when you don't bring God into your life, and that's what it says. La'aroitz. To break the enoyish mitzvahs. Let's hear the mitzvahs David, Pasuk Yud Ches. The mitzvah is David here is on. Always confusing to find where the mitzvah is David. It's on page 94. Lishpoit lokachas mishpatam biyad oy shikehem. To take their mishpat from their oppressors. Okay, in other words, judgment. Person wants, you need to have that sense of a place where you can go. For judgment, Baal Yosef, Lo Yosef, Oid Ha'oishake. No longer will we allow the oppressor, La'aretz, to shatter, Ulahachiv, to bring pain, Livnei Adam, Kasha Yireh, Ki Shalem Tisham. As it says in the Pasuk, okay, it says in the Pasuk, you bring Pasuk Mishpatim, Shalem Tisham, Hamavireh Sabeira. Let's see what it says in Rashi. Rashi, Lishpoit Yosoim, La'asois Mishpatam, Shal Yisrael, Hayisamim Vidakim. Rashi, if you notice, throughout the entire Mizmar has been consistent in looking at this as Esav versus Yisrael. Esav is the Rasha, and Yisrael is always portrayed in this Mizmar as the Dal, the Doch, the victim. That's the way Rashi consistently has analyzed this Mizmar. It's Esav, the Gibor, verse Yisrael, the Oni, the Evyon, the Dal, the Doch, and all, and the Nechecha, all these different words here in this Mizmar. La'asoyis mishon l'shol Yisrael ha'yosem medakim, bal Yosef oid Esav. Esav shall no longer be allowed, la'aroi tzenosh l'chateis. L'chateis means to crush, to smash, to pulverize. V'lishbor, to break, as Ho'anushim v'cholim, as the Gedach Zer B'chol said. I'm in the Rashi now. I'm in the Rashi. The end of Rashi, Pasuk Yud Ches. Rashi, page 94. Rashi says Esav. Esav, the entire Rashi never said the word Amalek.
No, the version here.
Oh, you have a different version, Amalek. Very interesting. Okay, very interesting. Our version, it says over here Esav. La'aretz, Enoish, the word Enoish doesn't mean mankind.
It's a censored version.
Interesting. Okay, so that concludes this mizmar. Okay, I think we're going to stop over here. So Baruch Hashem, I think obviously we did only a fraction of what we really should be doing, but I think we did it justice the best that we can. And Amir Sashem, on Monday we're going to go on to mizmar Yud Aleph. Okay, we'll take a short break and then we'll do some chumash.